The NAACP recently held its board of directors meeting in Buffalo, New York, an appropriate location since the city is marking the 100th anniversary of the Niagara Movement. The movement led to the creation of the NAACP. From Buffalo's member station WBFO, Eileen Buckley reports.
During the 1800s, Buffalo's Michigan Street Baptist Church was the final stop along the Underground Railroad for escaped slaves attempting to reach Canada. Scenes that are reenacted frequently by a Buffalo-based theatrical group called Motherland Connections.
I hear horses.
I hear them coming. He's coming. He's coming.
Come on, y'all.
Buffalo's Michigan Street Baptist Church was also the site of a protest, which would lead indirectly to the founding of the Niagara Movement. In 1900, a local well-off African-American woman named Mary Talbert called on officials of the Pan-American Exposition to include a black exhibit. The experience would lead Mary Talbert and her husband William to take on other causes. 5 years later, the Talberts hosted a meeting in their home to plan a strategy against conservative Booker T. Washington. In attendance were 29 black intellectuals from around the country. The summit was led by scholar W.E.B. Du Bois. Dr. Lillian Williams is a historian with the University at Buffalo. Williams says Du Bois had been looking for a place to hold a secret gathering of educated activists.
Buffalo provided an opportunity for them to come to meet with people like William Talbert. It was close to Canada.
Du Bois, the Talberts, and others set their sights across the U.S.-Canadian border on nearby Fort Erie in the shadow of Niagara Falls. Again, Dr. Lillian Williams.
Housing was not available to hold their meeting. Furthermore, there were no resorts in the area that would accommodate African Americans, and Fort Erie provided that.
Buffalo, like much of the U.S. at the time, may have not been a safe enough place to map out civil rights strategy. But it proved to be a good jumping-off point to mount a long-term campaign for voting rights and against widespread lynching of blacks. It was at the initial meeting in the home of Mary and William Talbert that Du Bois and the other men drew up a set of principles that formed the basis for the Niagara Movement. And though Mary Talbert was excluded from the gathering of men, this daughter of Buffalo is given credit for helping to advance the country's civil rights agenda. She was elected president of the National Association of Colored Women in 1916 and later served on the NAACP board. Earlier this month, she was inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame.
Buffalo was proud of her because she was a woman who was educated at Oberlin College in Ohio. She traveled quite a bit. She was on the demand, really, as a speaker.
B. Gwendolyn Green of Buffalo says her grandmother and Mary Talbert were close friends at the Michigan Street Church. Frank Messiah, president of Buffalo's NAACP chapter, stands in a parking lot and proudly points to the area where Talbert's home once stood.
She received one of the Spingarn medals, which was it's a national, medal given by the national NAACP.
In a neighborhood block that included Talbert's former home, Buffalo is now conducting major infrastructure improvements to create the Michigan Avenue Heritage Corridor. African Americans and city leaders want it to become a national tourist destination, marking the site of the secret meeting that led to the founding of the Niagara Movement. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Buckley in Buffalo.